again there, folks. There's so many layers to that Stacey Dooley story there. I thought I'd get into it a bit. I've just cast that out. I've got it sitting on a sandbank over there somewhere. But I've been thinking about the Stacey Dooley, David Lammy White Saviour story, because there's so many layers of sort of bullshit to it. It's hard to know even where to start. Because, David Lammy's actually got a point that she does look stupid. This white saviour complex thing where you've got this very attractive white woman in 31. I don't think she's got any kids of her own. And she's all of her mothering instincts are being directed towards African kids, so she can parade around in front of the cameras of them and sort of show off her virtue. And well, she's not racially conscious either, but she is conscious of the, well, she may not be, but the pervading morality of, for Europeans, is that the more you offer yourself up to the racial other, the better person you are for them. And this is what all these white saviours are trying to do. And it comes, of course, from the original sin of European identity is the Holocaust. So the further away you move from that, the better person you are. That's the way this sort of paradigm works. And of course, that doesn't affect David Lammy whatsoever because he's black. And so he's looking at this and he's thinking, what's this? Like, to him, it's obvious. He probably doesn't know or care too much about it, but he does see that they're using they'll still take the money, but they won't understand what this game they're playing. So David Lammy's racially aware. Well, I'm racially aware as well. I think that Stacey Dooley, all of that mothering instinct, all of that empathy belongs back here in England. And being directed towards English kids, not African kids. And the argument can go the other way as well, because if David Lammy doesn't like that, if he doesn't like Stacey Dooley going over there to Africa to save African kids, and I don't like it either, we can agree on that. But then the problem I have is I'm going to have to ask David Lammy what he's doing in my country, lecturing me and my people. Surely it works both ways, doesn't it, David? Surely your rightful place is to be the black patriarchy back in Africa, helping out your own people. And we'll take Stacey back and we'll have her bringing up English children, and all of that love and care will be directed towards English kids. And of course, the third way of looking at it would be Dooley's herself. And so she's now in a position where she's giving herself to the world and everybody thinks she's a muppet for it. I don't know how much longer they can go on doing this, to be honest, because as the non-whites are going to sort of hammer them with racial awareness and this pool of race blindness and we are the world hippy-dippy Holocaustianity bullshit is just sort of drying up, and you can see them. And I mean, so my message to David is, what are you doing here? And my message to Stacey is, what are you doing there? The logical state of affairs here is to get Stacey back home and carrying English kids around and having English kids of her own, and for David to go back to Africa and become the black patriarchy. Everybody's a winner. Everybody's happy with that state of affairs. All right, folks, fuck's sake.